1071 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Sydney, you know it's always a pleasure. But before we get to our recipe of the week, how was the ball game last Saturday?
Oh, it was fantastic. They won. There was even a few home runs. So despite the weather, it was an absolutely fantastic game.
Yeah, did you get caught in that blast on Saturday?
You know what? We were actually lucky to be on the go train while it happened, and so we ended up missing it, and they actually ended up opening up the dome partway through the game. It worked out quite well for us.
Oh, is that right? Well, there you go. Well, I'm glad you had a great day on Saturday, despite the weather. My goodness, that was something else. Well, let's get to our recipe of the week for people on the go. Sydney, what do you have for us?
Yes, so I can't believe, Jamie, it's almost June. And as we get closer to our summer months, I'm sure many of us will be on the go between summer activities, sports, and travel. So this week's recipe is perfect for those in need of a quick lunch or dinner meal over the summer months. It's called Speedy Tortilla Pizzas.
Take it away, Sydney.
Yeah, so this recipe is so easy to make. By using a whole wheat tortilla instead of pizza crust, you cut down your cooking time, and you also have the ability to create individual pizzas that are made to every family member's liking. So to start, you're going to place 4 whole wheat tortillas on a baking sheet. Then in a small bowl, stir together 1/4 cup of pasta sauce, 1 teaspoon of Italian seasoning, and 1 clove of minced garlic. Spread that evenly among your tortillas, and then sprinkle each mini pizza with your favorite toppings like diced green pepper, mushrooms, or ham. And get the kids involved here too by having them place their own toppings on their pizzas. Top those with shredded mozzarella and bake in a 400-degree oven for about 8 minutes or until your cheese is melted. And voila, you've got a speedy meal, perfect for weeknights and busy summer plans.
It sounds tasty. And as you mentioned there, Sydney, you know, pizza can be so versatile. Of course, you can make it to your liking with your favorite toppings, but even something like right down to the crust, or something like using tortillas as an option.
Absolutely. You know, tortillas, you can use pita bread, naan bread to make more of a flat bread. There's so many different options, and you know what? Making your own pizza crust from scratch at home is actually not that hard either. So you've got lots of options out there for lots of tasty pizzas this summer.
What are some of your favorite toppings?
You know what? I love things like olives and spinach and sun-dried tomatoes. Those are some of my absolute favorite toppings.
Oh, sounds good. We'll have that recipe of the week available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And Cindy, as we've talked about, always great ideas happening with Zehrs, and there's something you can give back to your employees with health and wellness at the workplace. What's this all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some really great offerings for workplaces. You know, whether you're looking for some webinars on nutrition to give back to your employees, or maybe some hands-on virtual cooking classes, we have both. So if you're interested in either of those things, you can find all of my contact information on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs.
Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Sydney, thanks so much and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope you have a great weekend as well, and happy weekend to everyone as well out there.
And we'll talk again in June.
Yes, I can't believe it. Almost June. Stay tuned for lots of really great summer recipes coming up.
Perfect, Sydney. That's awesome.